Texte numéro 126. What happened when I let an algorithm plan my holiday? Whether we realize it or not, algorithms rule pretty much every single part of our lives. So, if an algorithm can coordinate a missile defense, surely it can plan my holiday. In recent years, the social media app TikTok has burst onto the global stage. It monitors what videos you watch and like on the app, then uses an algorithm to suggest content it thinks you'll enjoy. TikTok now has more than 1 billion active users, and although it started life as a platform for sharing lip-sync videos, it is fast expanding into the travel sphere. So, how good are its recommendations? I decided to test it out by travelling to a completely unfamiliar city and following only the tips I found on TikTok. I punt for New York as my destination. The city has one of the highest numbers of TikTok users anywhere, so there should be no shortage of content. I start off by getting the algorithm used to me, liking and following things I'm interested in. Hoping the app has seen deep into the inner workings of my mind, I then search Best Hotels New York. The first video I come across recommends 3, one of which, the Williamsburg Hotel, has a rooftop pool. Landing at JFK a few weeks later, I'm delighted. It was everything I would have chosen had I bothered looking. But what about culture, art, music? I adore galleries and wistfully walk past the Metropolitan Museum of Art and Guggenheim Museum. But alas, TikTok kept stum. Maybe next time, NYC. One TikToker tells me to play mini golf, another to go to a board game cafe, a third to visit some coffee shops. I can do these things at home. Finally, someone recommends Summit One Vanderbilt, the viewing platform of one of the city's newest skyscrapers. Going up a tall building was on my NYC bucket list, and I probably would have picked one of the better-known ones, like the Empire State Building. So, how did TikTok measure up? Yes, I found some great places and probably went further from the beaten track than I would with a guidebook, but I did miss some key New York sites. You also have to question how unbiased all these TikTokers are. They're supposed to declare if they're working in partnership with a business, but surely there are some blurred lines. Plus, there are murky questions around who can access your data and know what you're watching, given the app's Chinese ownership. So maybe I'll keep using it, but it won't be my Bible. Adapted from The Telegraph, August 2022.